From the 11th chapter of John, raising Lazarus, Jesus is the resurrection and life. In our lives, we experience suffering and sometimes death, but not often do we experience resurrection. The sisters of Lazarus are witness to the grace of God in Jesus as they see their brother restored to life from death. The story is close to me when I hear Martha say to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." I have a large family with 11 siblings, and the first one of them, my oldest sister, suffered with emphysema, COPD, and finally lung cancer, which her body could no longer withstand. She died this January. And as I would go to visit her, I would think, what can be done? I'm not a doctor, but I am a Christian. I cannot prescribe a medical procedure or medicine to cure her body, but I can ask God to hold her and her children and grandchildren as we walk alongside her in her suffering. I may think, Jesus, if you come to her, you can keep her from dying. And I think of Mary and Martha, who when Jesus approached them, he didn't criticize them for their misunderstanding of his love. He didn't rebuke them for not keeping their faith. Jesus shows compassion, and at one point he weeps with them because of his love for them and the people around him. We suffer, and we may feel loss, but we have not lost our relationship with Jesus when we call out for help and he doesn't seem to come. In this story, Jesus reminds us he is the resurrection and the life. Life is more than just keeping our bodies alive to keep on living. It's about life in Christ now and forever. Jesus wants Martha to know that he is the one who gives us life. And when our bodies give out, we will have life in Christ. When we are healed, we can have life in Christ. Life is walking alongside our brothers and sisters when they're hurting, or loving our neighbors when we don't feel like loving them. Jesus shows grace upon grace as he lifts us from the grave and brings us to the place the Father has prepared for us. Jesus wants us to know we do not have to wait until we get sick to find life in Christ. Jesus wants us to know he is with us now and forever. It is the Holy Spirit that gives us life, and life abundantly. It is God who sent Jesus to us to say, "You will be lifted up, and I will give you life." Jesus calls us out of our suffering and says to Mary and us, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." "Do you believe this?" he asked Mary. Life comes from God through Jesus Christ. We may all experience suffering and loss, but we do not need to be alone. God sent us an open gate to the love and resurrection of our Creator for life here and for life eternal. Jesus says, "Come out and live." God sent Jesus, the open gate, to our salvation. Amen. Let us pray. God of new life, as Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, renew and restore us to new life, leaving in the grave all that prevents us from loving you fully. Amen.